Well, first let me say this. Every model of the universe has a hard swallow. What I mean by a hard swallow is a place where the argument cannot hide the fact that there's something slightly fishy about it. The hard swallow built into science is this business about the Big Bang. Now let's give this a little attention here. This is the notion that the universe, for no reason, sprang from nothing in a single instant. Well, now before we dissect this notion, now notice that...
The reason education sucks, because the owners of this country don't want that.
The consequences of a scientific fraud have not been very well explored. It's really only in recent years, I'd say probably in the last 5 years, that there have been more clearly defined consequences for committing intentional fraud. There's a big discussion right now about whether it's criminal or not. One researcher recently from Scientific Misconduct committed in 2005 was actually put in jail for a short amount of time, and because it was considered a form of financial fraud by submitting grant applications and getting money from the federal government to perform research, even though the application was based upon entirely fabricated data. Some people are banned from getting federal grants ever again if they have been found guilty of scientific misconduct. But the manner in which the proceedings happen in terms of whether you're guilty or not is not very consistent at the moment.
Time ago, actually never, and also now, nothing is nowhere. When? Never. Makes sense, right? Like I said, it didn't happen. Nothing was never anywhere. That's why it's been everywhere. It's been so everywhere you don't need a where. You don't even need a when. That's how every it gets.